Welcome to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. My guests today are Nat Pantalone and his wife, Melanie. Thank you both so much for joining us today. We're excited to share with everyone your good news.
You're welcome. Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you.
Well, we decided to have you on today because you have a wonderful history of a family business, so many innovations happening in the industry. You survived and COVID and had to make many, many changes. And you continue to be so involved in the community. And, really the quality of your business is really why we're talking about this major award that you received. And we're going to talk about that in a few minutes. But, to be a National Funeral Director Association Pursuit of Excellence Award winner is no small task. I can
No.
imagine, the competition that you were up against. So we're really glad to have you on the show and have you talk about that. So, let's start from the beginning, the history of your family business. And I know we're recording this here in mid-September, and it's right around the anniversary of your father's death. Now, was he the founder of your family business?
He was, and actually, it's very fitting. Today's the 35th anniversary of his death.
Why
So
don't you go
he's
ahead
just.
and take us through, his history, how he started this, and how you took over?
He started the business in January of 1971. Very rough road he had to start, trying to break into the industry. And he did really struggle. Looking back, he was a bus driver, threw a lot of kids off because he expected them to behave. Worked at Carbone's restaurants. And then he opened a business in January. Obviously, the first couple of years were very, very slow. An interesting point, his first client was a priest, Father Coleman. My dad used to wait on him at Carbone's. And a while before he passed away, he always told my dad that he's, I'll be your first client, Clemmy. And unfortunately, he died. And I don't remember how old he was because that was very young. But he passed away right in, I think it was January, and my dad did take care of his funeral. So our first client was a priest. That was kind of wild. And then took several years, to build a business. We all worked in it, my mother, my brothers and sisters. I mean, family business, and you live here, everyone works. That's just how you do it. And unfortunately, in 1989, he passed away. I thought he was old. He was 55. And I think I was in my 20s. But that's not old now, as I'm 58 or
No,
59.
it's not, right? Right.
No, no. And then after that, my brother decided to keep the business going. He really wanted to honor what his legacy was. And his big focus, wasn't in the fancy things. His biggest focus was taking care of the people, doing everything that you can do to help a family. From driving the widows to Social Security office, opening car doors, valet parking, delivering flowers, taking care of families after the funeral, delivering chairs and tables for parties. And I'm looking at a picture here from an interview he did in the July 1973, and I just actually put this quote on Facebook, and I don't have it, but his whole thing was it didn't end just with the funeral. And it was interesting what he said. He said it didn't end once you buried a person. Back then cremation was not as prevalent as it is now. But his big part of the service was even after the funeral, contacting the families after, helping the widows, with insurance paid work pensions. And that's something that we've really expounded on here, expanded on here with the help of my wife, our aftercare program. And I really think that's one of the things that sets us apart. And it's probably one of the biggest things that a funeral home can do for a family is, what are you doing after? You're not just doing the funeral, giving them their bag of things back, and that's it. So how are you interacting with them? How are you taking care of all their needs after the funeral? I've always said I want our families to be able to make one phone call to us and we'll take care of everything. I'm very fortunate. I have a fantastic team, fantastic wife. She's sitting here. She'd hit me if I didn't say that. But our whole team has that same mentality to do and service our families.
So your dad, did he have experience in the funeral industry, or what made him want to start that business?
No, he really didn't. Him and my cousin Buzz, my cousin Buzz Carbone tells a story of he would have my dad help my dad where he would find a dead bird and he would pull it in a wagon and have a little funeral when they were little kids. So I think it started really early on, his maybe desire to be a funeral director. I don't know. But
That's
he did
amazing.
work for Newhouse, or not Newhouse, Felton Funeral Home, and it's Newhouse now in New Ellie. He did serve as and worked there for a little bit, served his internship with R.W. Dell. That was in Latrobe, it's now Frederick Funeral Home. But it took him really a while to start. And to start a funeral home in a town that had, at that time, probably five or six. To break into an industry that's already set, it was really difficult. And this took us, this is our 53rd year that we've been
Wow.
in business.
Wow, that's amazing. And so, you obviously grew up around it. You learned the business, and that's something that you and your brother wanted to carry on.
If I can be honest, my wife's laughing. So, yes, we did grow up in a business. Yes, we had to work all the time. Yes, I did get a shovel for Christmas. We all did to shovel sidewalks. Don't know if it's really something that I wanted to do. I always had a vision of driving a bulldozer myself, going into heavy construction equipment. Then when he died, it's like things changed. My mother was here. We had a gentleman helping us. So we all kind of had to get more hands on. And when you really get involved with the families, you really see it's extremely rewarding job. I grew up in it. And again, I'll shout out to my wife. She's never had a problem with it. The hours, the commitment to things you have to be at where you miss personal events, family events. So it kind of changed, and I did, went to school, went to mortuary school, finished, and then ended up taking over in I think it was 1992 or 93. But it was the best decision I made. And then whenever we're slow, I still get to do the other things that I enjoy doing too, which is working on a house. We're fortunate to live in a 33 room home that requires a lot of work. And I'm able to do all that work myself, most of it. Now that I'm older, I'm slowing up. I just noticing that more today that we're slowing up a little bit
I doubt that. I think you keep
physically.
moving. You keep moving very,
Yeah,
very well.
my knees are falling apart. But looking back, it was definitely the right decision. Extremely rewarding career. Wouldn't change anything. Because I had a lot of great help to help us do and carry on, what my dad started. I keep saying what he started, and I don't know if it was my wife or my mother said this, and it doesn't sit well with me, but I've actually been a funeral director, I think, longer than he has. And that bothers me to say that, but again, I think he would be very proud of how we've continued what he wanted done. Don't know if he'd be happy with the cars and the technology and the constantly looking at ways to, I don't want to say spend money, but ways, whatever's out there, I want to have it and I want to make sure that we can offer it to our families. Not that he
Let's
wouldn't
talk
want to
about
do
that.
that,
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I think.
It's
I think if his cars were older, I keep mine 3 years, I trade them in. I don't know if you'd be happy about that.
Well, let's talk about some of those innovations in the industry. What has really innovated things in the last few years?
Well, I can get back to whenever I'll start right with my uncle. My uncle passed away. If you go way back years ago, you always had the pictures on the prayer cards. If you look at any old pictures of prayer cards from Italy, well, then that just went away in the United States. It wasn't available. When my uncle died in, I think it was 92, 93, my aunt wanted pictures on the prayer card. And I tried to explain to her, well, they don't do that anymore. She said, well, they always did it before I want it. So, we went and bought the black and white laser printer. We went and bought the program, the scanner. We started doing prayer cards in-house. Actually, the Trib did an article about that in 96. We were one of the first funeral homes to offer pictures on a prayer card, and it started with my aunt, asking for it. And that kind of really started me with, hey, this is out there. Like, why aren't we doing this? It's kind of common. I would think every funeral now is doing it, but we've taken that to the next level, to color pictures. And then I've always, I'm not computer, didn't have no computer classes, but I'm not hesitant to learn. My thought is you really can't break it. So I'm always on the cutting edge of trying new things. I'm very good with Photoshop. So we really advance what we can do with the pictures, how we can implement all these new this new technology into the funeral industry. Now we're able to offer families pictures on a prayer card. But in addition, I could put any prayer that you want. Before you had 23rd Psalm for Protestant and non-Catholic, and you had the resurrection prayer. That was the two choices for prayer cards. That was it. Now I have a book of probably 150 prayers that we have on stock. I've had numerous families, and mom's favorite saying was this, mom's favorite quote from the Bible was this, not a problem, we'll put it on. It takes me time, but I really encourage them to be creative. And if you're going to allow me to do this, we're going to do it for you. Websites, we were the first funeral home in this region. That's the article that Trib did in 96 to have a website. It just wasn't heard of for a funeral home right when the internet started. My cousin helped me get this started. Just wasn't even thought of that you would have a funeral home on a website. I think I'm in my fourth generation page right now. We're getting ready to even upgrade that as we speak, with the new technology just staying on top of everything. Memorial videos. We were doing them in-house. Now I have a software where I can send the family the link. They can upload as many pictures as they want. We invested in TVs in all the common areas, to show these videos. But it's such a nice tribute, not for everybody. We probably get one out of 15 families don't want to do it. And we don't charge for it, but for the most of these families want to do it. And with social media, they're able to put this video out there. And when you look at a picture, you even see more of the person's life and you get a better understanding of that person's life. I just did a post today with my dad for 35 years, and some of the pictures were not, him in the suit, which I don't even remember him in the suit, but there was just some personal pictures, like at Carbone's farm for the picnic, at Rizzo's where he's eating a big salad. Like, you actually can see that person. You really experience a life. So I'm really big on memorial videos, for a funeral. And then that family gets to keep that. Will they watch it again? I don't know. But with social media, they're able to share it, and then the other friends get to see that picture too. I just want to make one comment about pictures. We host a memorial service we've been doing for how many years? 20, over 28 years, I think. Started at the Sheraton Inn, Parade of Trees. Now we've changed that. We do it as a banquet hall. And then a couple of years ago, I said, I have the pictures. Why aren't we doing the pictures? We would just read the name. And that was very touching to read the name. But now we put a slide up of the person. You can hear a pin drop. When you sit back, and even for me, and I look back at the 100 and some clients and families that chose to use us. And when they read that name, you look at that picture and you look in those eyes and you see that facial expression. It's just so powerful, with pictures. And, so to have that technology in our industry and, use it to help these families, I think is great. And it's just a couple of the things that we've started doing here.
It's
Just
fantastic.
yesterday I took a class on AI and even what you can do with that and how that's going to help us, which you wouldn't think in the funeral home, would help you, but these are all things coming, and I want to be on the cutting edge of everything.
And Melanie, your involvement in the innovation of the industry has been impactful. Your husband's talked about it a bit, but it really comes in the form of the sort of aftercare, what happens after the funeral, correct?
I usually reach out to the family when someone passes and take down the preliminary information that makes it just a little bit easier for Nat to, meet with the families and give them a list of things they need to bring with them so they're not having to go back and forth from their home to drop off this or that. And I also go over a list of things that we'll take care of for them because we pretty much, Nat is a big proponent on, you only really have to call us and we will take care of everything else unless you choose not to have us do that. So after the funeral, I usually meet within the day or two after and go over everything with them as to what they need, certificates for, what paperwork needs to be done. We've already called the places where pensions are. We take care of Social Security. We'll make an appointment for the widow or widower to talk about survivor benefits. I do all the insurance paperwork. We take care of mailing or faxing those for them. So it just keeps them from, really having to worry about all the paperwork things and give them a list of things that they have to do and what's important to do now, what's important, not as important. You can wait a few months to do this or that. And it just kind of gives them a timeline of how to, wrap up affairs. And it's a big thing that Nat has always done. And I now that I'm doing it for him, I find a lot of value in that. I'm a retired director of nursing. I always like to say that. and I think I always had wanted to be a nurse, but this has helped me with families. I've been retired for over 20 some years. I'm helping Nat, and I still find a lot of value in what I do to help, the families make it a little bit easier for them.
That's wonderful. You're listening to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. My guests today are Nat Pantalone and his wife, Melanie. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk about their community involvement and also talk about a National Funeral Directors Association Pursuit of Excellence Award just given to them earlier this month. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy, here today with Nat and Melanie Pantalone of Pantalone Funeral Home. So tell us, Nat, you are very involved in the community. You're always out there. Tell us about why you're so involved and what, some of your favorite projects are.
Favorite projects. That's a hard question. We enjoy going out. We enjoy being part of the community. We enjoy going to different church events, night markets, pretty much anything that's out in the community. I've always said it's you can easily write a check as a donation, but I think you need to go. You need to be visible. You need to be a part. You need to be a part of your community. I'm very fortunate, and again, shout out to my wife that she's a good sport. Sometimes she gets a little bit hot under the collar with different things, but our schedule's pretty full with going to things, And also hosting things. We sponsor donut days at a lot of the area churches. I bought some property and built a pavilion, which has turned into, now we're able to host a lot of picnics for church funeral choirs to show our appreciation for, what they do for the families that we serve. Host parties for our ancillary help from all the local cemetery staffs, the VFW. These are all volunteers that do things, and they truly have an impact and make for a more meaningful funeral service. I'm just fortunate to have that property, and it gives me another opportunity to have a picnic. And I think
We eat a lot of hamburgers and hot dogs.
this year we had 18 social picnics. We've done the donut day. I'm going to talk about that for a minute. As members of Cathedral, you went to church and you left. You went to church and you left. That's what you did growing up. And years back, I was, you have the hall downstairs. I said, well, it would really be nice if they had something. And I had heard about churches because when we go away, we'll go to churches, and I've seen like donut Sundays. So I asked, some of the priests to, if we could do this. We were fortunate back then. It was Father Vivaldi, allowed us to do the first donut Sunday at the cathedral, and it was very slow to start. The churches weren't used to it in this area. I think the first time we had just a few people come down, and that was, how long was it?
Years ago.
I don't know how many years ago, but now, it's become a once a month thing that they're doing. We've expanded that to St. Bruno's, St. Paul's, Our Lady of Grace, and a couple other churches. It's nice because it brings the people down and it makes them feel a part of that church. Even though we don't belong to that church, we go. So I call myself a roaming Catholic because we belong to the cathedral, but probably twice a month, I do go to other churches because, we service families from those areas. And so I want to be visible in those areas. I want to talk to those people, meet those people, and, support those churches also.
Well, I
I
assume
don't
that
want.
all of this plays into the 2024 National Funeral Directors Association Pursuit of Excellence Award. I'm excited to talk about this. So, why don't you tell us what is the award and how you felt about getting it?
Well, I'm a good delegator. So I was in one of our journals. I've often read of this award, and it is through all the funeral homes. And it's also international, too, not just the United States. And it's a big, prestigious award that's given to funeral homes. There's about six criteria that you have to adhere to. Never thought of applying because, we're in Greensburg. Pennsylvania has the most funeral homes in the United States. So,
Really?
we're not doing a large volume of funerals compared to other states. So I really just thought it was always out of our reach to even think of applying. Because there's firms doing, 1,000, 2,000 calls a year. Well, I read the article again and started looking at the criteria, and I'm like, we really do most of that stuff. We do these things for the families, we're innovative. We're always on the cutting edge for updating and doing new things. We do help our community out a lot. There's a lot of things that we do. I said, I think we should look into this. So I delegated to Melanie and Keely Smartnick, funeral director that works for me, and kind of passed it on, like, hey, let's look at each criteria and see, would we qualify? So they really put a tremendous amount of effort into documenting everything that we've done. And I'm pretty big about keeping records and photos and pictures. So, once we really looked at it, we're like, hey, we do all these things. A couple of things we're missing in. We addressed those and we applied. We're so excited that the end of last month, I got an email and I almost deleted it because I thought it was junk email, but got an email and we were told that we were awarded the award. The only funeral home in Westmoreland County, one of just five funeral homes in the entire state of Pennsylvania, which has over 1,700 funeral homes. And then one of 89 across the entire United States, which there's about 20, a little over 22,000 funeral homes. You know, when you look at that and you look at the total number, I was very, very excited, very humbled that we, a small funeral home in Greensburg, were given this award. And I really attribute it to my wife, Keely, my staff, the families we've served, you know, allowing us to even to be in business, you know, after 53 years. You know, a lot has changed in our industry and it continues to change, but it really truly was quite an honor. So my wife and I are going to go to New Orleans in October to receive the award. And you know, I really accept it on behalf of all of them and all our staff, you know, and the families that we've served that allowed us to keep being here.
It is so exciting. Melanie, your reaction to all this?
She's done with the work.
No, I'm already starting a folder actually for next year, because I know that once you can get multiple, every year you can apply, and most funeral homes, because it is a lot of work, but it should be easier the second time because we kind of know what's expected and we have things in place already. But you do have to come up with, new ideas, new projects. It's better that you're, moving forward and doing things, for the community. So I know it's just, I told him yesterday. I said, I guess it's already time to start putting things in play for next year because we just finished the book. We did a real nice book that we'll put out at the funeral home. And he was also given a commendation from Senator Ward's office as well as the county, which was a wonderful thing to show that the community really does appreciate what you do. So it was nice for him to be recognized like that. So
It is wonderful.
very
So,
proud of him.
yes, you should be absolutely. And it's interesting how many you mentioned that what is it? Pennsylvania has more funeral homes than anywhere else in the country.
Yes, definitely.
Wow, it's
Like
amazing. So you're up
a
against.
city the size of Greensburg in Florida, say, or California, would not even have a funeral home. You know, the closest funeral home might be Monrovia, which would encompass everybody.
It's wonderful. Well, I want to wish you both sincerest congratulations. Very exciting for you to receive the 2024 National Funeral Directors Association Pursuit of Excellence Award. Good luck on your trip. This is wonderful. Thank you for all you do for the community and all you do for people in some of their most difficult days. We appreciate it so much.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Jim.
It's been wonderful to talk to you on Westmoreland Community Connections. You're listening to WHJB. If listeners out there have an idea for the show, please get in contact with WHJB. This program airs every Sunday at 7 a.m. and 11 p.m. on WHJB. I'm Jennifer Mealy. Thanks for listening.